Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Good morning, Paul. As you know, the S&P 500 closed above 6,600 for the first time yesterday. I know you think it's now in territory that marks the beginning of a cooling off period. Why are you thinking that?
Well, when you take a look at the market internals, they've deteriorated a little bit. We've seen over the last couple of days, even though the markets are higher, more stocks go down than up. And it's been driven, obviously, by the biggest stocks. And then when you look a little further and you take a look at the industry groups within the S&P 500, they're all at momentum highs, meaning that they've gone pretty far, pretty fast. And usually it's a signal for at least a little bit of a break in the market. So we're anticipating at least, maybe it comes tomorrow with the Fed meeting that they cut rates and the markets are like, okay, we got what we want. Now maybe we'll take some profits.
And what do you think that rate cut will be?
It'll be 25 basis points. I don't think there's any warrant for anything more than that. Again, markets are all-time highs. Yield spreads, the difference between high yield and treasuries, are at decade-plus lows, which indicates that, you know, investors are very comfortable taking a lot of risk. It's unusual to see the Fed cutting rates when we have financial conditions the way they are. The economy maybe needs it, but I don't think that we've really seen a lot to warrant anything more than a 25 basis point cut.
Inflation isn't getting any better, is it?
No, it's not. And that's one of the issues that the Fed's facing. When you look at the inflation figures we got last week, producer prices were pretty good, consumer prices not so good. And when you take out the parts of the inflation picture that were very good and very bad, and you kind of focus on the middle part, that's still running at 3.1%. That's well above the Fed's target of 2%. So, again, it's going to be difficult for the Fed to do much more than 25 basis points here.
What do you think the retail sales numbers will tell us this week?
Retail sales are going to tell us whether the consumer is concerned or not. I mean, we have all the market strategists and the economists are wringing their hands about the very poor job market and the economy slowing down. The consumer has yet to speak, and that's done through retail sales. So if we get a decent retail sales numbers, that will indicate that the economy is doing okay and consumers are pretty happy with the way things are going. If we get a very weak number, that could spell trouble for the markets and again, justify that rate cut by the Fed.
The press conference that will follow whatever the Fed does is important, too, isn't it?
It is. It's usually the time that I sit back and have a large adult beverage and just watch. because the markets react to every little sentence and nuance, et cetera. It's best to sit and watch as opposed to try to trade off of it. But I think what will be laid out is the way forward. What is the Fed looking at? What will be the trigger points for the next meeting? And What are they anticipating from tariffs and inflation in the job market? We also get something called the dot plots, and that is basically just where each of the Fed governors think interest rates will be going over the next 6 to 12 months, and it will be interesting to see some of those shifts. We get a new board member today, and Cook stays on, so it'll be an interesting session, at least.
So far as the markets go, technology has led the way. You think that will continue?
We've been writing off technology for a while and haven't looked very smart doing it. That's the focus. I mean, that's where all the spending is. We've seen a huge amount of capital spending going that way. Profitability still pretty much there, although that has cooled some. I think a lot of investors are looking at technology as the safe investment. Technology used to be very capital intensive light, meaning I didn't need to create a tech company. I didn't need to have a big factory and all the rest of the infrastructure that you need for a materials company or auto company. Mm-hmm. That's changed with all of the stuff that's going on with AI. They are very capital intensive, and I think that changes the profit picture over the next 3 to 5 years.
I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal about what financial pros are suggesting now, and since you are a financial pro, allegedly, let me ask you about this. It said the 60-40 portfolio strategy, a mix of 60% stocks and 40% bonds, has served investors well for decades. But financial professionals say investors who plan to rebalance their portfolios by year's end might want to consider some other options to enhance returns while diversifying their holdings as a hedge against market volatility and potential losses. All right, you're a financial professional. What do you think?
You're reading that Wall Street Journal way too much again, Bob.
Yeah, I know. Can't help it.
When we take a look at that 60-40 type of portfolio, and we've talked about the market as a whole being expensive here, even a rebalance back to 60-40 might expose you, if you're looking at retirement or in retirement, to more risk than you're willing to take on. So maybe you rebalance it back to a 50-50. And I've seen some have indicated that 30% stock, 70% bonds will do better than that 60-40 portfolio. One of the other things that a lot of people have been talking about and are trying to get into 401ks are private equity, private debt, some of those types of things that move a little bit different than the overall market. And some of those make some sense, but again, it's a trickier investment. They're not as straightforward. They're not as easy to understand maybe as the stock market or the bond market. But some of those types of things that move different than the markets make sense. But again, a rebalance back to 60-40 might be still a little bit too risky.
In the meantime, I'll go back to reading Mad Magazine. How's that?
There you go.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you, Paul.